Namaste Saraswati Deve.
Namaste Saraswati Deve.
Gauravani Pracharine.
Gauravani Pracharine.
Nirvishesha Shunyavadi.
Nirvishesha Shunyavadi.
Paschata Desha Tarine.
Paschata Desha Tarine.
Gurave Gaura Chandraya. राधिका तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तद भक्ताय नमो नमः। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंद गोप कुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंदा। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे Hare Krishna. You're all welcome for evening Bhagavad Gita class at Sri Sri Nitai Gauranga Temple ISKCON Irkutsk. We are reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, 7th chapter, and text for today's discussion is 21st. Eighteenth chapter of Bhagavad Gita are divided into three set of six chapters. Like there is a jewelry box, so if there is a one box contained, then there is one cover and the jewels are inside. Jewelry, ornaments. So, the last six chapter is like a container. Or the first chapter is first six is container, the middle six is actually jewel, and the last six is the cover. So you say they listen.
Yes.
You say.
Получается, что первые шесть глав это коробка, вторые шесть глав это драгоценности, и последние шесть глав это крышка.
So the middle six are actually the gem or the diamond or the rubies or the actual ornament.
И средние шесть глав это украшения.
The first six through karma yoga to bhakti. And last six is through jnana yoga leading to bhakti. But the middle six chapter are actually bhakti yoga.
No,
And 7th and 8th chapter, it is called more confidential knowledge. 7th and 8th chapters, subject matter is more confidential knowledge. 7th and 8th chapters. Because this knowledge is of relationship of the soul with the Supreme Lord. Now in the 7th chapter, Krishna is starting the chapter by the verse Maya Saktamana Parat Yogam Yunyam Madashriya Sangsam Samagnam Mam Yatagyasi Tatshano. Topmost yogi is one who is always thinking of me. The one whose mind is attracted to me, attached to me. And then Krishna says, please listen. It means the bhakti starts with shravan, listening. You know, the month which has passed was called Shravan. The just month before Janmashtami, the month is called Shravan. Month means month. And the month when Krishna appear, Krishna appear is called Bhadrapad, which means auspicious. It means when we hear about Krishna, then Krishna appears in our heart. When we hear about Krishna, Krishna will appear in our heart. So, Krishna is saying, please hear. Then he used two words, jnana vijnana sahitam, knowledge with realization. The knowledge of the 7th chapter is not like the knowledge of the 2nd chapter. 2nd chapter's knowledge is the body is different than soul. And there is a soul, there is a body, there is a material world, and there is a controller. That is called confidential knowledge. But the knowledge in 7th chapter is more advanced knowledge. It is the knowledge to establish relationship with Krishna. So this knowledge is not same as the knowledge of the soul. It is the knowledge of the relationship with Krishna. So jnana means that knowledge by which we can develop relationship with Krishna. And that technical is called Sambandha Jnana. And then the Vijnana or the realized knowledge means practice of devotional service. And that is that means Abhidheya. Abhidheya means the process by which we can awaken our love of God. So Krishna says, I am speaking to you, Arjun, both jnana and vijnan, means knowledge and realization. Then Krishna says, this is not easily available to everybody. Out of thousands, only one may be trying for knowledge. Manushyanam sahasreshu kaschit yatati siddhe yatanam pi siddhanam kaschan mam veti tatvata. Out of thousand, one may be trying for perfection or knowledge. And of the thousands who are perfected, only hardly one knows me. So, the jnana vijnana is rare. Only fortunate devotees can acquire that jnana and vijnana. then Krishna described his energies, the external energy, the marginal and marginal energy. Material energy, external and material energy. And the marginal energy, living entities. Marginal, you know, living entities are marginal energies. Material energies are, say, external, internal, and marginal, in between. So living entities are a parashakti, superior energy. And then Krishna describes his relationship with material world. And then he describes some of his opulence, how he is opulently present in material nature. Opulences of the Supreme. You read the name of the 10th chapter, Opulences of the Supreme. What is the name of 10th chapter? You find out. 10th chapter name is Opulence. No, 10th chapter, you know. What is the name of 10th chapter?
Glory of Absolute.
Glory of Absolute. Yeah, glory. Absolute. Yeah. The glory, the opulences of the Absolute. That's called opulences of the Absolute. Now the section, then next section comes, it is very difficult to overcome the material energy of the Supreme Lord. Now the section which we have to understand, there are people who try to know God. And those people who are not interested in knowing God. The four are duskrita. Duskrita means their actions are very bad and they never approach Lord. Duskriti no moodha. Naradhamaha, maya prahata jnanam, asurim bhavam ashrata. These four never approach Lord. The next verse says the four pious people with good karma, they approach Lord. Chaturvidha bhajate mam jana sukriti no arjuna. So bhajante, it means they are approaching me with for devotion. Now from bhajante, the ninth verse says, Bahunam janmanamante jnani mam prapadyante. From bhajante to prapadyante. Prapadyante means surrender. So they start devotional service and then they surrender. So if you remember this word prapadyante, when Arjuna is saying, I am your disciple, he is reciting the seventh verse of the second chapter. Shishyaste aham sadimam parpanam, I am surrender to you. Now we have two group of people. One group never surrender. The other group, they start devotion and they want to surrender. Now is the third group. They are not surrendering directly to Krishna. But they are pious. They are approaching demigod. So from verse 20th, 24th or 5th is a group of devotees, they approach demigod for some benefit. So if we just look at verse 20 and then we go to verse 21st. Kamaistete herta gyana prapadyante anya devataha tamtam nyapta astaya prakritim neta asoya. So this verse says, Kamaistete herta gyana, those who have a material desire and their knowledge is stolen, so they want to enjoy, so they go to some different demigods. And according to their own nature and according to the prescribed rule for worship of that demigod, they start worshipping them.
То есть согласно о своей природе и согласно регулирующим принципам, которые описывают это поклонение, начинают поклоняться полубогам.
Now is this verse, let us recite. The verse we have to recite, 21. Yo yo yam yam tanum bhaktaha. Shardhayarchatam icchati tasya tasya chalam sharadham tameva vidadhamyaha. So yo 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 means any person.
Yo yo означает.
And yam 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 tanum bhakta. Yam yam means that different demigod.
Yam yam означает эти различные полубоги.
Tanu means body.
Tanu означает тело.
Yeah, I mean every demigod has a form.
Каждый полубог имеет форму.
It means there are different type of people and there are many demigods.
Это означает, что много различных людей и много полубогов.
God is one.
А Бог один.
And all the devotees follow the one path.
И все преданные идут одним путем.
But the demigods are many. And the desires are many. And the procedures are many to worship them. So yo yo yam yam tanum bhaktaha means anybody who wants to worship a particular demigod, or he is trying to worship a particular demigod. And how actually worship is start? For worship we need one thing, that is called faith.
И как начинается поклонение? Поклонение, чтобы совершать поклонение, необходима одна вещь, вера.
Шардхая ричитам иччати. Иччати means he desire.
Иччати означает желание.
Шардхая арчитам, want to worship with faith.
Шардхая арчитам означает, что человек поклоняется с верой.
So it means whenever we worship, there must be in very important ingredient. Shraddha means faith.
То есть когда мы поклоняемся, один из самых важных ингредиентов это шрадха, вера.
Now who gives this shraddha to worship some demigod?
Итак, кто дает веру для того, чтобы поклоняться этим полубогам?
So Krishna is speaking. Tasya achalam shraddham tan eva vidadhami aham. Aham means Krishna is saying, I, me. I am situated in their heart as super soul. And I feel their desire. And they want, I know so and so demigod for so and so desire. So I give these worshipper that unflinching faith, achalam shardham. So this is magnanimity of Krishna. This is the greatness of Krishna. Because he know that these living entities, they are my children. Somehow they don't know me, they have forgotten me. Now they want to worship some of my ministers. All right, if they go to my minister will bring them to me. Because demigods are my ministers.
Потому что полубоги это мои министры.
So I am giving the faith to these rebellious children, at least to come back to the fold of Vedic civilization.
Так что я даю этому непослушному ребенку веру такую, чтобы он смог принять ведическую культуру.
And if they worship those demigods, after certain time, if their heart is purified, then those demigods, they know that I am Supreme Lord, and they will inspire their followers to serve the Supreme Lord.
И таким образом, поклоняясь полубогу, со временем человек очистится, и этот полубог, он сможет вдохновить своего последователя на то, чтобы тот предался мне.
So this is an encompassing compassion of Krishna.
Compassion.
Encompassing. It means broader. Compassion means mercy of Krishna.
Это непостижимая милость, сострадание Кришны.
Now, in this verse, there is no word Paramatma. There is no word Super Soul.
В этом стихе нету слова Paramatma, Сверхдуша.
And then you see Prabhupada's translation, the first line is, I as a Super Soul give them faith. You read the translation.
Да, и одно в переводе Шрилы Прабхупады, в первой строчке говорится, что я пребываю в сердце каждого, как Сверхдуша.
Yeah, but there's no Paramatma word in this verse.
No, в стихе нету слова Paramatma.
How Prabhupada is saying this?
Откуда Прабхупада это взял?
Your word is aham. Krishna is saying aham means me.
Слово aham, Krishna говорит я.
But that aham, Krishna is present in the heart of every individual as super soul.
Это означает, что Krishna присутствует в качестве сверхдуши сердца каждого живого существа.
So this aham is Paramatma. Krishna says Paramatma is my expansion.
Что aham это означает Paramatma? Krishna говорит, что Paramatma это моя экспансия.
Yeah, and Paramatma, what is the function of Paramatma? Upadrishta, Anumanta, Bharta, Bhokta, Maheshwara. Bhagavad Gita said, Upadrishta means he is witness.
Upadrishta означает то, что он наблюдает.
Anumanta means give permission.
Anumanta означает то, что он дает разрешение.
Bharta means maintain everybody.
Bharta означает, что он наблюдает за всеми.
And Bhokta means he is the enjoyer. Bhokta means enjoyer. And Maheshwar means he is the supreme controller. You ultimately Paramatma is supreme controller. Yeah, so Srila Prabhupada's purport starts that Krishna is in everybody's heart as a Paramatma. And he permits the worshipper of the demigods and give them faith to worship their demigod. He give permission. See, word is anumanti. Now Prabhupada gave one example. He say, anumanti is like this. He said, Prabhupada says, I have my personal experience. There was a fan running. And my small children want to put a finger in the fan. I was saying, no, no, no. No, baby was not knowing. She wanted to put finger in. So my friend told me, you slow the fan. And I slowed the fan. Then he said, you allow him to put his finger in. Then he will get some pain. And then you tell him again to put a hand in the fan, he'll say, no, no, no. So this is the way Krishna says, don't go to material world. No, 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 I want to enjoy. No, 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 you don't go. No, no, I want to enjoy. So Krishna says, go, try it. And then you get pain. Then says, no, 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 I don't want to. This is like this. This is the meaning of Anumanta.
Аналогичным образом Кришна, он говорит нам, что не нужно идти в материальный мир, но мы сопротивляемся. сопротивляемся. Он говорит, хорошо тогда, иди, сходи, почувствуй боль от существования внутри материального мира, и после этого уже предайся мне, пойми, что там делать нечего.
Шрила Прабхупада is asking question in the purport that somebody say, will say, somebody may say, why Krishna is allowing the people to be entangled in material world.
Если вы Прабхупада говорит в комментарии, что кто-то может задаться вопросом, почему Кришна позволяет страдать живым существам в материальном мире.
And then Prabhupada gives the answer.
Если вы Прабхупада дает ответ.
If Krishna doesn't sanction, then where is the independence of the soul?
Если Кришна не даст свободу выбора живому существу, то...
Read the last part, last para of the purport, which is here. He gives everyone full independence. Can you see this?
Yes.
Lord as a super soul does not give such facilities. Then there's no meaning to the independence. Can you see this?
Yes.
Okay, read this.
Ответ таков, если бы Верховный Господь в образе сверхдуши не давал живым существам такой возможности, у них не было бы подлинной независимости. Господь предоставляет каждому полную свободу действия, но в то же время Бхагавад-гите он дает высшее наставление. Оставьте свои занятия и полностью предайся мне.
So, there are many instructions in Bhagavad-gita. Because the people are they are at many different levels. They are not at one level. But the ultimate instruction is the final. That is to become my devotee. And surrender unto me only. So I'm saying, until unless we know the last instruction, we may be confused, so there are so many instructions. Unless we know the final instruction, we may be confused because of the many instructions. When we were teaching, there was a teacher training course. When we were teaching, there was a teaching teacher training course.
Когда мы в вайшнавском образовании есть определенный курс для того, чтобы обучать преподавателей.
Because when there is examination and there is only 3 hours to finish all the papers, so we have anxiety. When we go in an examination hall to give the paper, it's a limited time. You have to finish the paper in 2 hours, 3 hours. And there are many questions, so there is a confusion, and everyone wants to do it quickly.
Когда преданные идут сдавать экзамены на этих курсах, то там время ограничено на то, чтобы написать ответы, и поэтому преданные они в таком беспокойстве пребывают, много экзаменов нужно сдать.
So there are some faulty questions they gave us paper.
Faulty.
4-0. The questions were faulty.
40 вопросов на один курс.
The question paper they gave us, there were faulty questions. They said anybody who gives the paper first will be number one.
И тот, кто первый сдает, он номер один.
So questions were very simple.
И вопрос очень простой.
2 + 2.
2 + 2.
Like that.
Ну, подобное.
But in the last it was written, don't do anything. Simply write your name.
Но последний вопрос, ничего не делайте, просто напишите свое.
So only one person, he looked from below and he saw, oh, nothing to do, only write name. He read, wrote name and gave the paper and he was number one.
Один человек, он спокойно просматривает список вопросов до конца, видит, что не нужно ни на что отвечать, пишет свое имя и спокойно сдает первый.
And everybody was doing you, everybody was busy.
Остальные просто в панике там заполняют.
So this is like, they are saying so many things, in the end Krishna says, don't do anything.
И подобно этому в Бхагавад-гите так много вещей по ходу Бхагавад-гиты, а самое важное в конце.
So we have to be a little sober to understand whole Bhagavad Gita, and then we conclude that what Krishna wants us to do.
Мы должны смотреть всю Бхагавад Гиту, рассматривать в свете его последнего высшего наставления, когда поймем, что нам нужно делать.
So this section is a demigod worship.
Эта секция она описывает поклонение полубогам.
Now Srila Prabhupada saying not only living entities but demigods are also subordinate. Next line. How demigod know that I want to worship that demigod?
Как полубоги могут
Krishna is also in the heart of a demigod as a super soul. So he will tell the demigod that he wants to worship you, and you give him this result. He wants this result from you. I am giving you permission to give him this benediction. Demigod cannot give independently anything. So we may forget that Krishna is supreme, but demigod never forget this. And even a devotee may be of a demigod, and he may please the demigod, but ultimately, if Krishna wants to take away everything, demigod cannot do anything. Say, I am a devotee as so, say Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva promised me to protect. But if Krishna wants to take away everything from me, Shiva cannot do anything.
И даже если человек поклоняется полубогу и что-то просит, но Кришна при этом не дает разрешения на плод, который человек хочет получить от полубога, то полубог не сможет ничего ему дать.
Like Hiranyakashipu was devotee of Brahma, but ultimately when Narasingadeva wanted to take him, Brahma did not interfere.
Допустим, как Hiranyakashipu, он был предан Брахме, но когда Нарасингхадев захотел его забрать, Брахма ничего не смог.
Even Narasingadev chastised Brahma, don't give such type of benediction that I have to appear as a lion and man.
И Нарасингхадев, он отругал Брахму, сказав, что зря тогда это было.
Yeah, he said, well, don't give such benediction that I have to be like a half lion and half man, and my wife Lakshmi, she is not coming near to me. Yeah, Lakshmi said, no, I am not going near. His mood is not good. So, because Lord Vishnu is as soft as rose and as hard as thunderbolt. So only Lakshmi has seen the soft like rose, but now he's hard like a thunderbolt. See, Narasingadev is Lord's appearance of a angry mood. Ravan was a great devotee of Lord Shiva. But when Ramchandra wanted to deliver him, Lord Shiva did not interfere. So the demigods know that we cannot protect. It is only Supreme Lord who is the final authority. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada writes, both the living entity and demigods are subordinate to the will of the Supreme Personality of the Godhead. Therefore, the living entity cannot worship the demigod by his own desire. Nor can the demigod bestow any benediction without the supreme will. Then Srila Prabhupada gives a phrase, no blade of grass moves without Supreme Lord's sanction. Then Srila Prabhupada writes, the persons who are distressed in the material world goes to the demigod as they are advised by the Vedic literature. Same, continues as it is said after that. Generally, persons who are distressed, your next line after the, no blade of grass. It is in the Vedas. Because Vedas deal with three modes of material nature. Yeah, so So in the Vedas there is a description of worship of all the demigods. Even in the second canto of Bhagavatam, second chapter, there is a description, if you want a good health and free from disease, worship Lord's sun god. If you want good wife, worship Durga Devi, is there. But in the end it says, but if you want to be liberated and go back to Godhead, then don't worship anybody, simply surrender to Supreme Lord. Because the conclusion is that. But the people are at a different levels and they want a material desire fulfilled. So they can go to the demigod for some benefit. Anyway, in your country there is no problem of demigod worship. But in India there is everywhere demigod temple. If you go in any temple, there is a, so you start from here, there is a Ganesh temple, then is a then is Durga Devi temple, then a Shiva temple, then is a Ganesh temple, then is a Hanuman temple. So it is a multi-vitamin temple. It's like a multivitamin, you know, multivitamin tablet. In a medicine, there is a one capsule which has all the vitamins. Yeah, so multivitamin temple, whatever you want, you go worship anybody, everybody is okay. So it's a very problem to really teach people what is a demigod and what is Supreme Lord. Actually, demigods are the devotees. They are in the government of Lord Vishnu. Therefore, they are Vaishnavas. But they have a desire to rule, therefore they are given the post of a demigod. So, even in a Vedic system, somebody want to worship demigod, then at least two things must be clear in mind. Number one, demigod is not Supreme Lord. Demigod is serving as a minister in the government of Lord Vishnu. And number two, if you worship for some material gain, that gain will be temporary given by the demigod. But if you go to the demigod knowing that he is Vaishnava, if you approach demigod and with a knowledge that he is a Vaishnava, he is a Vaishnava. You accept him as a Vaishnava. He is a Vaishnava. And you pray him that please bless me to become devotee of Krishna. Then it is all right. Gopis were worshipping Katyayani Devi. That is a demigod in the Vrindavan. Temple is there. But what they are asking from the Katyayani Devi? We want Krishna as husband. So that is all right. There is nothing wrong. Because they know demigod is not Supreme Lord. But she is in charge of this material world. If she blessed, then we can get Krishna as our beloved. Nothing wrong. Krishna asked Arjuna before Kurukshetra war, go and please Devi get blessing for this victory.
Krishna перед битвой на Курукшетре сказал Арджуне, пожалуйста, пойди и получи благословение.
Arjuna's name Krishna is God.
Arjuna знает, что Кришна это Бог.
Because in Bhagavad Gita said Param Brahma Param Dham Paritra Pavitram Paramam Bhavam Purusham Shashvatam Devam Adi Devam Majam Vibhum Ahustvam Rishya Sarve Deva Rishi Nardastasa Ashito Devalo Vyas Swayam Chaya Vibhisham. He is praying Krishna that you are Supreme Lord. But still Lord is saying go and get benediction from Durga Devi, and Arjuna went and worshipped.
Несмотря на то, что в Бхагавад Гите 10 главе Кришна, Арджуна сам говорит Кришне, что ты верховная личность Бога, что ты высшая истина, что ты высший чистейший, но несмотря на это, Арджуна перед битвой все равно идет к Дурга Деви, чтобы попросить благословения.
This is all Mahabharata, because Mahabharata is a Vedic literature.
Это описывается в Махабхарате, Махабхарата — это ведическое произведение.
Even Bhagavatam says when Krishna went to recover the Samantic jewel and did not return for almost 29 days. When Krishna from Dwarka went in search of the lost Samantak jewel. And he did not come back for 29-8 days. And all the Yadavas, they were worshipping demigod to get Krishna back. The day their worship was over, Krishna came back. The day they finished their worship, Krishna came back. Now, this is not for you, because there is no problem for you, but so many people are watching this live, so they may understand that demigod worship is what? Say, for you, there is no problem of demigod worship in Russia. But here, I'm speaking and on live, so many other thousands of people watching. So it is. They must understand the right procedure for worship. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu during his tour went to all the Lord Shiva temple. He has even composed the 8 verses to glorify Shiva as a great Vaishnava. So if we worship, just give honor to the demigod as the devotee of Krishna, there is no problem. But we should not ask anything from him, material benefit, that is like bribe. So, Srila Prabhupada is writing here, neither independently living entity can worship demigod, nor the demigod can give any benediction without ultimate sanction of Supreme Lord.
И тут Шрила Прабхупада говорит, что ни живые существа не могут поклоняться полубогам, ни полубогам, не могут дать никаких благословений без санкций свыше на то Верховной Личности Бога.
Now you read the purport. Read the rest of the purport. Arrest you can go on.
From the first line.
Yeah, maybe you can read, finish.
Okay. Зачитаю комментарий. Бог наделил каждое существо определенной долей независимости. Поэтому, если человек стремится к мирским наслаждениям и искренне хочет получить их от полубогов, повелителей материального мира, Верховный Господь, который как сверхдуша пребывает в сердце каждого, зная об этом желании, помогает человеку исполнить его. Как верховная часть всех существ, Господь не посягает на их независимость, а наоборот предоставляет им все необходимое для того, чтобы осуществить свои материальные желания. Может возникнуть вопрос, почему всемогущий Господь дает живым существам возможность наслаждаться жизнью в материальном мире и тем самым позволяет им попасть в ловушку материализованной энергии? От Ответ таков, если бы Верховный Господь в образе сферы души не давал живым существам такой возможности, у них не было бы подлинной независимости. Господь предоставляет каждому полную свободу действий, но в то же время Бхагавад-гите он дает высшее наставление – оставь все свои занятия и полностью предайся мне. Только тогда человек сможет стать по-настоящему счастливым. И люди, и полубоги зависят от воли Верховного Господа, поэтому без дозволения свыше человек не может поклоняться полубогу, так же, как и полубог не может дать ему благословение. Говорится, что без дозволения Верховной Личности Бога и травинка не шелохнется. Обычно веды советуют людям, терпящим материальные страдания, обращаться к полубогам. Чтобы достичь определенной цели, необходимо поклоняться соответствующему полубогу. Так, больному человеку советуют поклоняться Богу Солнца, тому, кто хочет прославить ученым, надо поклоняться богине знания Сарасвати, а человеку, мечтающему о красивой жене, богине Уми, супруге Господа Шивы. Таким образом, шастры содержат предписания, связанные с поклонением различным полубогам. Когда человек хочет тех или иных мирских благ, Господь побуждает его обратиться к соответствующему полубогу. И так он получает желанное благословение. Именно Господь побуждает в человеке чувство преданности этому полубогу. Сами полубоги не способны вселить такие чувства в сердца своих поклонников. Это делает Кришна, Верховный Господь, пребывающий в сердце каждого, как своя душа. Полубоги – это части вселенского тела Господа, поэтому они во всем зависят от Него. Верой сказано, Верховная Личность Бога в образе своей души пребывает в сердце полубога и побуждает его исполнять желания людей. И полубог, и люди подчиняются воле Всевышнего, они не являются независимыми.
So the practical application of purport.
Итак, практическое применение этого комментария.
We are devotee community.
Мы сообщество преданных.
Sometimes we have differences with some devotees.
Иногда у нас есть различия с каким-то преданным.
Or we may sometime speak something harsh to some devotee.
Иногда мы можем даже как-то грубо разговаривать с преданным.
Now we feel that we have done something wrong.
Мы можем чувствовать, что мы сделали что-то неправильно.
Now we want to really apologize.
И мы хотим действительно извиниться.
So, from this purport we know that Supreme Lord in our heart is also present as a super soul.
И из этого комментария мы знаем, что Господь в нашем сердце присутствует как сверх душа.
And if we sincerely in our heart says, oh, I have offended so-and-so Vishnu, please, so-and-so Vishnu, please forgive me. Then God will know your heart.
Итак, если мы в своем сердце искренне раскаемся в том, что мы совершили что-то плохое по отношению к преданному и захотим, чтобы он нас простил, то Кришна будет знать об этом желании, что он совершил в его сердце.
And then the devotee who is offended, in his heart also Krishna is a super soul. And Krishna will tell him that, oh, this devotee is feeling sorry. Please you forgive and become friend.
И Кришна через сердце подскажет ему, что преданный, который тебя обидел, он очень сильно раскаивается, пожалуйста, извини его и ставьте друзьями.
You try this, I have tried many times, it works. The people who are little offended, they become again quickly friend because Krishna, he read your heart and he tell him that he is sincere, he is asking forgiveness and they will just forget everything.
Я на практике это много раз видел, когда действительно в сердце раскаиваешься по отношению к людям, которых как-то немного, может, даже обидел, что если мы раскаиваемся внутри, то этот человек, он начинает это чувствовать, Кришна ему подсказывает, и достаточно небольших изменений для того, чтобы отношения восстановились.
There's one story.
Есть одна история.
There was some baby girl and from childhood she was worshipping Gopal.
Была маленькая девочка, которая с детства поклонялась Гопалу.
She was so attached to the worship of the Gopal, she was grown up, she was married, she took her Gopal to her husband's house.
И она была с детства привязана к поклонению Гопалу, и она уже вышла замуж, но все равно это поклонение Гопалу было с ней.
The husband was very caring, loving and gentleman.
Муж был очень любящим, заботящимся о ней, он был джентльмен.
But the mother of the husband was little hard lady.
Но мать мужа, она была такой тяжелой женщиной.
Oh, she was controlling the girl, and girl was really very distressed.
Она контролировала эту девушку, и эта девушка, она была в большом беспокойстве.
Well, this is also natural. Because boy was only loving his mother.
Потому что the boy was.
Son was loving the mother before marriage.
А потому что сын любил мать до свадьбы.
Now the wife has come.
Но теперь пришла жена.
Now love is divided.
И любовь разделена.
Love goes to the wife.
И любовь ушла.
So mother feels frustrated.
И мать себя чувствует
потерянной. And she feels that this girl has taken my son's my love to the son. Son was loving me, and she has taken my love.
И мать может теперь чувствовать, что любовь, которая была раньше направлена на меня, ее у меня украли теперь.
Because love is divided now.
И теперь она разделена.
Now the best thing is that the girl and boy both should love the mother.
И теперь единственный правильный вариант это, что оба супруга они начнут любить мать.
They become a daughter and like a daughter and son. Then there is no problem.
Они станут как дочь и сын.
But it never happened like this generally.
No, в общем, это обычно так и происходит.
And now because love is divided, so there is a fight.
И так как любовь разделилась, то началась битва.
So this simple lady, she went to get a water from a well.
И как-то девушка, она пошла, чтобы взять воду из колодца.
And she was crying there.
И она начала плакать.
Very saintly lady was there. She said, "Why you are crying, my daughter?" Oh, he said, gentle lady, saintly lady, my husband is very loving and caring. She told to the saintly lady
yes.
that my husband is very nice, loving and caring.
Она сказала, что вот этой женщине, которая меня спросила, что мой муж, он очень любящий, заботящийся, очень хороший.
I want to love and serve the husband and whole husband's family.
Я хочу служить мужу.
We want to remain as a joint family.
Мы хотим быть счастливой семьей.
Because in future when we have children, then we need somebody to take care, and the grandparents are actually the best person to take care of the children.
В будущем, когда у нас появятся дети, то мы хотим, чтобы кто-то взял также о них заботу, и дедушка и бабушка это самые лучшие.
Well, that is the nursery school for the children. The grandfather and mother is a nursery school for the children.
Бабушка, дедушка, это естественная школа для детей.
But now my mother-in-law is giving me difficult time.
Но сейчас мне свекровь, да, с бучки задают.
Oh, saintly lady said, my daughter, are you worshipping your Gopal still?
И святая женщина спросила, извини, а ты все еще поклоняешься Гопалу?
Yes.
Да.
Your Gopal is also living in the heart of your mother-in-law?
Ты понимаешь, что Гопал также присутствует в сердце и твоей сестры?
Yes, he's in everybody's heart.
Да, он в сердце каждого живого существа.
Then you pray to your Gopal that change the heart of my mother-in-law and treat me as a daughter. We want to live together.
Так что начни молиться Гопалу, чтобы отношения с матерью изменились, чтобы она приняла тебя как свою дочь, чтобы вы начали жить счастливо.
Then she started praying to Gopal, please Gopal, you are also in the heart of my mother-in-law. Let her act with me, behave with me like my mother, and I want to serve all family.
И после этого девушка начала молиться Гопалу, пожалуйста, Гопал, ты находишься в сердце каждого живого существа, также в сердце моей свекрови, пожалуйста, позволь нашим отношениям поменяться, я хочу стать ей как дочь.
And in few days the family was a peaceful and loving family. All differences disappeared. Yeah, this is how Supreme Lord works. This is the mechanism in this verse.
Это как действует Верховный Господь, вот такой механизм.
So, for all our purposes, we always should pray to the Nitya Gauranga, and we should remember the devotees, if we have offended, they will change their heart.
И мы должны всегда это удерживать в уме, что если мы кого-то оскорбили, то мы должны молиться очищению Нитья Гауранга.
Also, like for family life, this is the best mechanism to live peacefully together.
Также это наилучший механизм для семьи, чтобы жить счастливо вместе.
Hare Krishna. Some question or comment?
Yeah.
Yes, Brother Balabhiji, what is your question? What is the question?
В чем просто есть Гопала это не полубог?
А?
Гопала это не полубог.
Нет, ну нам же не рекомендуют, как бы Гопала, которая в горне тает, в основном же, а поменяемся.
То есть другими словами.
Ну, чтобы подменить Гопала, там вот это вот как-то допустим.
There's no difference. What is the difference between Gopal and Gauranitai? They are the same. No. They are Krishna Balaram. Gopal is Krishna. They are same. They are same, but there's no difference.
Huh?
You speak in this, they are listening.
Okay. That we must worship to Jagannath, Baladev's mother, and Shishi Gauranitai, not to Gopal. That is the question.
Krishna is Gopal, Jagannath is Gopal, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Gopal. What is the problem?
Krishna Gopal, Jagannath Gopal, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
They all are Gopal. Doesn't mean that Gopal is you just thinking, oh, one small Gopal, that is a Gopal. It's not like that. Gopal is the name of Krishna. Krishna's name is Gopal. He's a protector of the cow. Gopal means protector of the cow. And Jagannath is Krishna. Jai Gora says Jagannath, say Krishna. Jai Krishna say Jagannath, say Gora. All three are same. No difference. What is the difference? This is Gopal. This is Gopal. What is Gopal? Gopal means cowherd boy. So Krishna is cowherd boy. So what is the problem? The name is only name. Gopal is the name of the Krishna. There's no problem. I know, but why to differentiate between the deities?
She knows some of the devotees that worship Gopal.
Well, this is, I mean, the tattva is same, principle, the same, the name of the Krishna, these are different names of Krishna. And deity has to be worshipped as advised by spiritual master. But we should not discriminate between the deities. That Gopal is not different than Gauranga Mahaprabhu. But we have to worship the deity which is given by the spiritual master. Like there was only Govindev alone deity, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent Radharani afterwards. When Rupa Goswami got the deity, it was only Govindadev. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent Radharani to stand by.
Still
everybody is worshipping Nathji Gopal. There is the one who lifted the Govardhan hill. His name is Gopal. It is still worship as the lifter of the Govardhan hill. His name is Gopal. This deity appeared to Madhavendra Puri. This is still worship today in Nath Dwara. So these are the different deity forms which are installed by the authorized acharyas, and we worship them. In our sampradaya, there is a worship of Radha Krishna. That is topmost. But since we are not qualified in Kali Yuga, therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is most merciful with Nityananda. And Lord Jagannath is most merciful in Kali Yuga in the form of a wooden deity, Daru Brahm. So these two deities are also installed by Srila Prabhupada in different temples. But even in today in Mayapur, in a Navadvip Mandala, there is one deity of Gopal having a half laddu in the hand. There is still worship by followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The half laddu is just there. He was eating laddu and half is there. His father came then. The worship of the Gopal is Vatsalya Ras. And mostly we are following the Gaudiya tradition, which is like Madhurya Bhav. So this is only the difference of the mood of worship. But there's no difference between Krishna, Gopal, Govind, Madan Mohan, Gopinath. They are same. Jagannath is same and Gauranga Mahaprabhu is same. Even if there is a Krishna but there is no Radharani, then it is like Gaudiya don't want to worship. But if there is no Gauranga Mahaprabhu, still they are not happy. They want Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Even Radha Krishna is there, still they need Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Because only by His mercy we can develop our love of Radha Krishna. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will not give to anybody Krishna Prem until unless Nityananda gave the blessing. Because He is the Guru Tattva, He is actually giving the power to the Gurus. So we install also Gauranga Nityananda Prabhu. So we install Nityananda Prabhu. We can only approach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through Nityananda Prabhu. And He is also elder in age. Like Balaram, He is older in age than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So there is no difference. There is Jai Gaura, Krishna Balaram, Sei Gaura Nitai. So therefore Srila Prabhupada established the Krishna Balaram as a main deities in Vrindavan. Then He established next Gaura Nitai to tell to the people there is no difference between Gaura Nitai and Krishna Balaram. Then He established the Radha, Shyama Sundara, Lalita, Vishakha also. So there is no difference actually. But deity worship has to be instructed by a spiritual master. Yeah, whatever, actually in traditionally the deities are given by a spiritual master to disciple to worship. It's not that they go and buy from market.
Традиционно божества они приходят к ученику от духовного учителя, не идут, не покупают.
I know some spiritual master, if the disciple said I want to worship some deity, then spiritual master get the deity from Vrindavan, himself install and give to the disciples to worship.
Я знаю конкретный случай, когда ученик проявляет желание поклоняться божеству, учитель сам покупает божество в Вриндаване, устанавливает их и далее вручает ученику.
Yeah, still Prabhupada took all the deities from here to establish all over the world. Yeah, personally he took most of the deities. There's all right, no problem. Hare Krishna.
Gopal should not be installed.
Gopal should not be?
Yes.
What?
It is not, Mataji said that there is no procedure, there is no installation of Gopal.
In our temples. But there are somewhere people at their home, they have a Vatsalya Bhav, they want to love Krishna as a baby, then there's no problem. Because for Vatsalya Bhav you need baby Krishna. Yes, some devotees has that relationship. The main deity of Madhva Acharya, with that sampradaya we are connected. And Madhva Acharya's deity is Gopal with churning rod in the hand. Churning rod, mantan. This is Mother Yashoda was doing churning of the bird, melting butter.
Божество Мадхвачари – это Гопал, который взбивает масло. Черный слайд.
Yeah, the one which moves in the not Gopal. Gopal has that in a hand.
Гопал держит в руке взбитое масло.
Actually, Rukmani wanted to see the form, childhood pastime form of Lord Krishna in Dwarka.
На самом деле, Rukmini, она
so this form of this is called, they call Gopal, I think they call Madhvacharya, they call Gopal with a churning rod in the hand. That deity was installed in Dwarka. Then in a big chunk of Gopi Chandra, some merchant was taking that deity in a ship. Gopi Chandan is a big chunk he put just to balance the boat. And when the ship reaches where the Madhava Acharya was living in South India, ship was stuck. When that ship reached to the South India, the ship was not moving and Madhva Acharya was standing there. And then Madhva Acharya helped them to get the ship out of the stagnation. That merchant gave him the gift, that big chunk of Gopinath. And when he, when that Gopichand chunk was broken, this Gopal came out.
Разломалась, раскололась, то Гопал вышел из нее.
And Madhvacharya brought that Gopal and installed in his main worshipable place in Udupi.
И Мадхвачарья взял это божество и установил его в самом густонаселенном месте в Удупи.
So we identify with Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. And the main deity worship in Madhva Sampradaya is Gopal.
И главное божество Мадхва Сампрадая это Гопал.
With a churning rod in the hand.
С взбитым йогуртом в руке.
So this is there. It's a Krishna. In a childhood pastime. In our temple, there are many devotees in their home have in India, but not in our temples.
Многие преданные в Индии, они имеют дома это божество Гопала, но храмов не устроено.
Basically, elderly ladies, they have no children left, so they keep Krishna as their child.
В большинстве своем женщины в возрасте, у них, допустим, если нет детей, они поклоняются божеству Гопала как своему ребенку.
It's very common in actually Vallabh Sampradaya.
Это наиболее распространено в Vallabh Sampradaya.
In Vallabh Sampradaya, the Gopal's worship is very common.
Оно очень распространено.
Yeah, it's Vallabh Sampradaya. There's another Vaishnava Sampradaya.
Это еще одна Vaishnava Sampradaya, Vallabh Sampradaya.
But in our Gaudiya Sampradaya, Gaur Radha Krishna.
Но в нашей Gaudiya Sampradaya это Gaur Radha Krishna.
So there's no difference in the deities. It is according to the bhava of a devotee, they worship the particular deity. Hare Krishna. No problem. Did you